are listening to The Wilco Show. I am Dan Wilkins. This episode is brought to you by Pucker Up, of which I'm a proud ambassador, aiming to stamp out suicide around mental health and emotional well-being. Search Pucker Up, P-U-K-A-U-P, across the social channels, or head to puckerup.com.au. It's a fantastic winter day here, Sunday, April 15. Yesterday I had a pretty relaxing day, but I wanted to just give you guys a heads up on a couple of Netflix docos. Anthony Joshua, world heavyweight champion, I think he's a unified champion of the world. He has a documentary on Netflix. It's a really good insight into sort of where he's from and where he comes from. Even if you don't like boxing, it's super interesting about the drive and determination. The second doco that I watched was The Defiant Ones. It's about Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre. Jimmy, for those of you that don't know, sort of got his break just as a sound engineer by chance, and actually ended up helping to produce John Lennon and the Beatles. He's worked with Bruce Springsteen, No Doubt, U2. And then ultimately teamed up with Dr. Dre and that sort of West Coast rap scene. It's a four-part series. Each episode goes for around about 45 minutes to 60 minutes. It's a super fascinating look on two very different lives that came together and a little bit of a story behind it all. It really focuses on the makeup of the industry and the trials that those guys sort of went through. In the lead up, so obviously, you know, Dr. Dre's story from Compton, MWA, he's sort of falling out with that crew, didn't like where it was going, and then, you know, found, obviously was well regarded in his own right with, you know, the Chronic and everything, then of course finding Snoop Dogg and Eminem, etc. It's a fantastic show. I can't recommend it highly enough. It's probably one of my favorite Netflix docos that I've seen, and perfect for any day, especially a rainy day. What I did forget to mention two episodes ago when I was talking about the Pucker Up between me and Schwatter, there was a couple of fantastic companies that really helped me out in sort of getting in there. Firstly, Anna Thompson and the crew at Travello, bike bags. If you are traveling the bike bag, I really can't recommend them enough. I've known plenty of people who have traveled over to Europe with them. They're fantastic. You can get them at travello.net.au. That's travello.net.au. The boys at Bike Gallery, Lincoln Cam, James, Michael, and Lee, servicing my bike just a day out or 2 days out from when I had to leave. Really great supporters since I started cycling in the best part of sort of 10 years. Those boys have been around. Stewie Morton at Rider Fit. If you need your bike fitted, whether you're a racer or a roller, really can't recommend Stew enough. He's worked with my hero Tom Boonen, so essentially that was good enough to qualify for me. But no, he's sensational. You can catch him at riderfit.cc. And of course, Mal and Carmen from Northside Locals, a new setup in Collingwood that has Pilates and is also a bike store. Of course, run by Malachi, Northside Wheelers. They supplied me with some really cool new sunglasses out called Alba Optics. Yeah, really rated them. They were absolutely fantastic. Now, on to Comm Games. I don't really watch them. I know a lot of people do regard them as the ugly cousin to the Olympics. Not sure that's probably the best way to put them, but sensational work from all the athletes. Huge shout out to Chloe Hosking and Steele Von Hoff, who took out the gold in the women's and men's road race, respectively. Super from Steele, especially after he broke his back about 7 weeks ago. It's just an astonishing comeback, and it's fantastic to see. Stuff like that. To everyone else out there, I need a bit of a hand. Now it's going back into winter. My bike riding is just not going to happen. Think about doing a bit of PT or boxing or something like that. I reckon somewhere near the city, Richmond, the city, north side, that sort of Carlton area. If you know or have experienced or go to any of these gyms or anything, let me know what the best is, probably on Twitter or Instagram. You can hit me up at the Wilco Show. That would be absolutely sensational. Do you want to keep doing these little bite-sized pieces sort of every couple of days or every few days? And let us know if you like them. If there's anything you want me to talk about and cover, make sure you hit me up. Really happy to discuss. If there's anything that you want me, anyone you want me to interview, sure, let me know as well. I'm more than happy to grab the mics and the computer and head on down and get someone's story. If that person is you, don't be afraid to sing out. Thanks very much. Remember to like or subscribe, give a rating, pass this on to any of your friends. I really appreciate you listening. Cheers. Peace out.